Before we begin, I'm recording this after I've recorded because I forgot to say it. So apologies if there's any, what we in the industry call, coarse language. But the subject matter does make it kind of happen. It's Audio Mo, 2021, day 26. I would say, what a difference a year makes. But I'd be so wrong if I said that. Let's go back to last year's Audio Mo. It's Audio Mo, 2020, day 18. Roll VT.
Over the past few weeks, we have rigorously tested our prototype app in the Isle of Wight and in field trials. Because of this testing, we discovered a technical barrier that every other country building...
That was our wonderful health minister, Matt Hancock, as he was about to launch into his bullshit explanation of why track and trace app didn't work and went on to blame Apple and Google for it. At the time, I dipped in and out of his news conference. It's just utter bloody rubbish.
Of helping get Britain back on her feet. Where the Isle of Wight goes, Britain follows.
I'm probably going to be really boring now, but I'm going to take you through the whole timeline of this shambles. April the 12th. Health Minister announces a new NHS... And I did actually then go on to explain the whole of the timeline, because it went on for... It was April, May, June, and it still wasn't finished then. I mean, it was, what, September, I think, before the app launched, wasn't it? Even at the end of that audio mode... Honestly, these people, it's beyond just brass neck now. It's just...
Boy.
I could still think of it as a joke at that point. But this lot, I think they honestly believe like it's some medieval thiefdom to them. And they're the lords of the manor. It's just ridiculous. Just look at Hancock. I mean, before all this even, he's... List of members' interests, the amount of money he gets off, because he, I think his constituency includes Newmarket in England, where it's a big horse racing community there, and he gets loads of money from different companies and organisations to do with horse racing. I remember back when it was a Tory leadership race, and he stood to start with, and then, if I remember right... He goes out the first round. The second round, he was voting for someone else. No way would he ever vote for Boris Johnson. He could not do that. He didn't think Boris Johnson was fit enough to stand for Prime Minister. And then by the time it gets to the last round of votes, oh, yeah, he's voting for Boris Johnson. And then this last couple of days, oh, well, we found out they've got far more in common than we realised, haven't they? So our health secretary, whilst telling everyone... You can't meet your loved ones, you can't hug them, you can't kiss them. He's having an affair with one of his aides. Who it actually turns out he's known ever since university. Who it also turns out he's given a job as a non-exec on an NHS board. What else? Oh, she's actually, she worked with him previously in the health department. And she was helping to run his leadership campaign as well. So this isn't just some fling that started in May this year. This has obviously been going on for donkey's years. It's just the utter sheer brass neck of these bastards, quite frankly. I'll stop myself saying something worse. And then yesterday, there's a statement from Number 10 saying, oh, the Prime Minister has accepted the Minister's apology. It's not a resigning matter. And draw a line under it now. Well, who would have thought that the serial philanderer, Boris Johnson, would let another philanderer off the hook? I mean, I never saw that coming. And then today we get...
I've been to see the Prime Minister to resign as Secretary of State for Health and Social Care. I understand the enormous sacrifices that everybody in this country has made, that you have made, and those of us who make these rules have got to stick by them, and that's why I've got to resign.
No, you should have resigned yesterday. And no, you don't understand what people go through. These people have absolutely no comprehension. And if they do, they don't care. It's as plain and simple as that. I'm glad he's gone. Because, I mean, even, you know, since last year, what have we had? PPE contracts that didn't go to tender and went out to ridiculous companies that had no previous experience in PPE supply. So he broke the law with that. But no, that's all right. He's been let off. There was a ministerial investigation and didn't break the ministerial code. All right. He got shares in a company working for the NHS with his sister. But no, that wasn't breaking the rules either. It's just been one thing after another with this guy. And now finally he goes. I can only guess there's more shit to come out about him, to be perfectly honest. That's why they've got rid of him. But it's just an utter, utter joke. But that's one gone. And I guess next week there'll be another one of our betters breaking the rules. I think David Gedge from The Wedding Present put it best. I'm not being funny with you. It's hard to be engaging. But the things you love keep changing.